USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Federal Bureau of Investigation did not comply with the House Oversight Committee's subpoena. The committee wants to see an FBI document that a whistleblower alleged described as criminal schemes involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to an exchange of money for a policy decision. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said the whistleblower alleged the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed as well as its purpose. End quote. The FBI response says they are committed to working to provide the committee information necessary for your legitimate oversight interests, while also protecting executive branch confidentiality. It's going to be a mess at the U.S.-Mexico border beginning today when Title 42 expires. At least that's the prediction of a top Biden administration official.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is warning that the next few days and weeks will be difficult.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Already, migrants are crossing the border, but this man said it's no picnic.
This is not humane. They failed to provide basic welcome and infrastructure.
Mayorkas warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
Congressional Representative George Santos, accused of fabricating much of his life story to get elected, was indicted yesterday on federal charges that he embezzled contributions, fraudulently obtained unemployment benefits, and filed false federal disclosure forms. The New York Republican representative surrendered to authorities and pleaded not guilty in federal court in central Islip, New York, in the afternoon. Santos is facing a 13-count indictment. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A proposal to let 17-year-olds vote in New Jersey primaries has been revived.
The bill died 7 years ago by veto from then-Governor Chris Christie, but State Senator Andrew Zwicker, who sponsored the original version of the bill, has revived the idea. The Assembly State and Local Government Committee is scheduled to hear the bill today. Zwicker says the pandemic kept the bill stalled, but hopes it will advance by the end of the current session. I'm Skip Kelly.
A U.S. Army sergeant who fatally shot an armed protester at a Black Lives Matter march in Texas was sentenced to 25 years in prison after prosecutors used his social media and text messages to portray him as a racist who may commit violence again. Daniel Perry said he reacted in self-defense, claiming that he was trying to drive past the BLM protesters and fired his pistol when Garrett Foster pointed an AR rifle at him. Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip killed a fourth militant commander today, raising the death toll from the latest round of fighting to 25. Israel braced for more rocket fire amid reports of faltering Egyptian attempts to broker a ceasefire. It's been the worst bout of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza in months. A private space station company called VAST announced yesterday that it intends to launch a commercial space station as soon as August 2025. After deploying this Haven 1 space station in low Earth orbit, 4 commercial astronauts will launch to the facility on board a SpaceX Crew Dragon vehicle. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.